Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in Mill Valley, California. We just got done with our live event last week, which was amazing for the 150 or 60 or so that were there. I'm so glad we had so much fun over 3 days. That was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is Tuesday, and I'm still kind of in California recuperating, and wanted to bring the heat to you today. So today we are going to talk about how to stop selling and start attracting. This is such a huge topic. This one thing probably changed everything about me loving my business and feeling good about my business and feeling like business was fun and easy. So if you are selling and chasing and begging and would like to start attracting and having people come to you, you're in the right spot. Because the problem is you don't have enough leads and you feel like you've got to chase and beg the ones that you have, right? And those kind of go hands in hand. And maybe even you have to keep customers that you aren't a fan of, because if you let that guy go, or aren't paying enough, or aren't paying at all, or paying late, but we're like, if we leave them, who will replace them, right? That's always our fear. Jessica says, I can't believe you still have your voice left. Either can I, Jessica. Sunday, I talked to nobody. I just wanted to sit and die and curl up. Jessica was at our event and she rocked it. She was actually on the virtual stage with us, kicking butt and taking names. So the long story short is, if you could just have more leads than you could possibly handle, and they came to you in an automated fashion without you having to chase or beg or do anything crazy. Hey, John Zapata, good to see you, buddy. One of our ambassadors at the event and an amazing human being. If you could do that, again, have more leads than you can handle, and they were coming to you and they already knew, like, and trust you, and you didn't have to chase them or do anything, it was kind of automated. Not only would your business be able to just grow at a crazy fast rate, but you just might start loving it again, right? You might start enjoying it. So in the next 20 minutes, you're going to discover the difference between selling, begging, chasing, kind of all those negative things that we don't like, and attracting, so you can sift and sort the right customers as opposed to begging and chasing. So I was kind of thinking through, like, what's the best analogy? And basically, there's a three-part framework I'm going to give you to attract the right customers, get them to come to you, automate, scale, all that sort of stuff. And the first step, I was trying to think of a story to tell that would help you guys, that would help make it make sense, make easy. And I read a book, a really good book. I wish I could remember the title, but it was a guy that Austin in the house. Good to see you, buddy. Bobby Menon. Sorry, I can't keep up with the chat. You guys are amazing, but I want to make sure we get a good recording for everybody coming in. But keep up the chat. I'll put you guys on the live here. So I read a book about a guy, and this is probably 20 years ago, maybe late 90s, early 2000s, who wrote a piece of direct mail. And the way direct mail works is, if you kind of get a result over like 5 or 10,000 people, you're pretty confident if you send that same piece of direct mail to 100,000 or a million people that fit that same criteria, right? Age, gender, income, all that sort of stuff. You'll get the same result. So he sent out a piece of direct mail. I think it was a test copy to like 5,000 people, something like that. It wasn't a huge amount. And the response he got was so good, he knew that this collection of words, really certain words in certain order, would be worth tens of millions, probably $100 million or more dollars. And if you're me, you're like, holy crap, this response rate must have been huge. It's like half the people. What kind of people, what kind of response rate would you have to get with these words? And again, he was selling like a $60 supplement or something. So just to kind of put this in perspective, it wasn't like this is a very expensive thing or some complex product. And the moral of the story isn't that you guys should all go to start selling supplements, but he knew he had a $100 million sales letter in his hands. And if you're like me, you're like, wow, what, this must have, you know, 50%? I don't know. Like, this must have been, everybody must have bought. The reality was it was like 2.5%. That means this $100 million, and he did go on to send it to millions of people and make hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least $100 million. I don't know if it was hundreds, but a lot of money, a fortune by anyone's calculation. And the response rate was like 2%, right? So 98 of every 100 pieces of mail he sent, each one, you got to print it, blah, blah, blah. And this is back before things were automated. So it was, you know, each one was like buck, $2, something like that. Was postage and all that, probably called a buck. So every $100 he spent, 98 people put it in the trash, didn't respond, nothing happened. It was just completely a waste of everyone's time and money, right? But it was still a $100 million collection of words. So the moral of that story is it's far, far, far more important that you have enough leads coming to you than a high percentage of leads buying. So many of us do something on Facebook or a piece of mail or door hangers or whatever, and we focus on the vast majority of people that don't buy and miss the fortune that we may be sitting on, right? So the first thing, this the three-step framework, step one is to put it into context. A lot of people will brag to me and I go, okay, in our Clean Profit method, the program that we teach, one of the first things we ask people to track is leads, bid, sale, pounds, right? When I say how many pounds, I got LBSs, leads, bid, sales. So, you know, a lot of times I'll go, well, I had 8 leads. And I'll go, great. How many bids did you give? And they'll go, what do you mean? I gave 8 bids, right? They don't understand the difference between leads and bids. And they think a lead is a bid. A bid is a lead. But that's not the truth. The reality of the situation is if you're bidding every lead, that means you are choking your lead flow. Imagine this $100 million sales letter that this guy had. If he was only able to send it to just the people that were going to respond, or he had to get 50 or 60 or 70% of the people to respond, he couldn't have sent it to all those people, and it would have been a $100 million opportunity gone, right? So most owners of cleaning companies, and again, I coach you guys, thousands of you guys, so I know, have 5 leads or less. We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say 5 leads. It might be a little higher in residential, but not a lot. And for commercial, it's probably less. So we're just going to use 5 leads. If 80% buy, meaning you're getting great lead quality, right? You get 5 leads and 4 sales. And most of you guys, maybe on the residential, not in the commercial, most of you guys aren't even doing that. So that would be 5 leads, 4 sales. That's what we like and feel comfortable with. The reality is, what if you had, so again, going from 5 leads, 80% buying, what if you had 100 leads, but 80% didn't buy, right? You're like, well, that doesn't sound good. 80% not buying. Yeah, that would still be 20 sales per month. So we've got to move your business. Sorry, the sun's coming in. I don't know where to wait. Where's the shade? Right there. I'm trying to keep the sun so it's not too crazy. The sun's moving as we're talking, so I'll try and keep my head and everything straight. But I want you guys to see the beautiful, can't see it, but the beautiful view of the mountains in Mill Valley. It's awesome. It's calming to me. I figured you guys would like it, feel good. Where is the shade? Come to shade. All right. Anyway, the voice is what's important. The visuals, not so important. You guys have all seen my ugly mug. So the big transformation we need to do is step one is to put it into context, right? We don't want 5 leads that we close or sell 4. We want 100 leads that 80%. So instead of 5 leads and 80% do buy, which is what we're comfortable with, we want to move to 100 leads and 80% don't buy, right? And it's scary. We feel like, Denise in the house. Denise from New Jersey, she's been with us forever, but now she's Denise from New Jersey / new member of Elite. I can't wait to talk to you on our call today, Denise. I've been seeing you here and dying to get to coach you live. All right. So long story short, for putting it in context, the first thing we have to understand to get the leads to come to us, it doesn't matter if 99% of the people aren't a fit. All that matters is positive ROI, right? If you had to send 100 pieces of mail out and it cost you $100 and only one guy bought, but he made you $200 in profit, you wouldn't complain about the 99. You might, but you shouldn't complain about the 99 that didn't buy. You just want to make sure that you can make money serving the one that did buy. Okay, so really important that we have context. That's step one of the framework of how to get leads to come to you, is know that we're going to throw a little broader of a net than we might need to get everybody in, right? If we go real specific, we're going to eliminate 99% of the non-buyers, but we might eliminate 90% of the buyers, right? Or the people that we can hurt. So that's step one. Put it in context. Make sure we get enough leads. Step two, figure out what they really want and how they want it. That's a writer downer, kids. Figure out what they really want and how they want it. so many of us want to kind of give, get first and give last, right? The only way to get hundreds of leads coming in is to give value, right? So many of us, and I've seen it, guys, gals, we just at the live event, I torched a bunch of people's websites who are so appreciative, by the way, so coachable, because they wanted to talk about what they wanted to talk about. We're this, we're that, we do that, we offer this, we offer that. They didn't ask or even find out what their customers wanted. They tried to sell them what they thought their customers needed to buy. That's kind of like the righteous, crusade that we feel that we're on, is to sell people we know they need. That may be righteous. I don't know. It's certainly not profitable. It's certainly not fun. It is a pain in the butt. So the only way to really get the kind of lead flow that you're going to need is to find out what they want and give it to them, right? That means, let me tell you what they don't want. They don't want more information about you and your company. That's our favorite subject. That's what we want to talk about is, well, look at me and I'm one. And we use this as a way to show our friends, our family, ourselves, like, look at my website and how great I am. It's all about me, which is great if you want to impress yourself and your friends and family and people that care about you. Not so good if you want to make a bunch of money. So they don't want to hear about you. They don't want things that are Googleable. Holy crap, that drives me nuts when I try and walk people through creating content or trying to give value to other people. So sick of people like, we'll go on the residential side. Residential folks will go, people want more time with their kids, which is great, right? So just so you guys know, even that's advanced, right? The beginner's going to go, they have a dirty house. They want it clean. That's not really what they want. What they want is to feel good when they come home, to spend time with their kids, to feel in control of their lives, right? So we want to first start understanding what they really want, but then we have to give it to them in a way that they really want it, right? Denise is still waiting for my All About Me Mike socks. Sadly, I found what our people want is ridiculous images of me in stupid places, i.e. socks. So I don't know. I think you guys are crazy, but that's apparently what my audience wants. Okay. So, but then the problem is they'll understand, okay, my audience really wants more time with their family, which is great. But then we'll put a bunch of Googleable stuff like, if you want more time with your family, you need to focus or do less or take a break or breathe or just stuff that's super Googleable, right? Could you imagine if I did this podcast and I was like, the way to get more clients is to spend more on marketing. And I'm trying to think of like platitudes that everybody says, don't give up, go to the end, blah, 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 blah. It would drive you guys nuts. So I try to give you information that you can't really find in Google from experience, specified experience of helping owners of cleaning companies double, triple, quadruple their freedom, their time, their money, and all that sort of stuff. So it can't be about you. It can't be Googleable. And here's the most important part. It's not about what you sell. It's about what they or what you want them to buy, right? People buy the way they want to buy. They don't buy what you want them to buy, right? We want them to buy the way we want to sell, but that's not how it works. Oh boy. For those of you not live, you got to join live. Just if you're in our Facebook group, it's 10 a.m. Pacific, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I'll just tell you, the chat has gone off the rails. I'm not even going to read it to you because it's gone firmly off the rails. Okay, so we so much want to sell what we want to sell. So we have cleaning, so we want to sell cleaning, right? Or we want to sell weekly cleaning, so that's what they need. We have to understand what they want and how they want it, okay? So what they want isn't Googleable. It isn't what you happen to be selling, and it isn't more information about you and your company. They don't care about that, frankly. What they want is what they want, right? So we have to ask them what they want and then give them that. And oftentimes, we're going to offer them different benefits to attract different people, right? So we did some residential examples. Let's do a couple commercials. So on the commercial side, we think that they want a cleaner that's not a headache, that does the most cleaning for the least money. That's really not what they want. That's a superficial level. Typically what they want is their boss to be happy with them, not to get complaints from customers or their coworkers, to feel safe about their job, to look good in front of their peers, right? Sometimes to save money, but that's really just to look good in front of their peers and not have to be hassled with anything. So make it easy for them, right? And now with this whole COVID thing going on, they want to be able to sleep at night knowing that they did the right thing, that they're taking care of themselves and they're creating a safe environment for their employees, for their customers, for everybody. So that's what they really want, right? They don't want, we're all out there going, here, you can have sanitization and disinfectant. That's not what they want. They want to be able to sleep at night, even if you just put, hey, we're going to sprinkle our magic anti-COVID fairy dust. And maybe that really is disinfectant and sanitization or fogging. But when we say fogging, they don't want fogging. They want to be able to sleep at night knowing that they've done the right thing for their company. So sell that. We're going to do the right thing for your company. And then make it easy for them to buy. Make it free. Make it a no-brainer. Make them go in their minds. Well, it'd have to be crazy not to try that, right? So you might go free disinfecting or free fogging. And some people know what fogging is and more know now than they used to know. But a lot of people don't know. And even the ones that don't know don't want fogging. You know, the sleep at night guaranteed that you've done everything you can do to keep your place safe from COVID for free guarantee, right? Holy crap. I just reading that, I was kind of making up as we go. It's a little long, but you'd have to be a fool not to take that, right? I mean, holy crap. So you want to, step one is to put it into context. We want to get, it's okay to get a bunch of leads that don't work out as long as the leads that we do work out in a positive, profitable way. Step two is we got to figure out what they really want and how to give it to them. They typically want it free with low barrier, right? We try and give a high barrier, which is call now for a free estimate, right? That, how many times have you seen call now for a free estimate? And in your mind, you go, I know what that means. That means have a sales guy come into my business or my house. That's a high barrier, but especially before you give it any value, right? So the more, what you're going to do is break down that decision of call now for a free estimate into book now to get a free 15-minute call where we explain how you get your free COVID protection package. Like, oh my gosh, that's pretty easy. That's only 15 minutes of my call, of my time. It's free, so there's really no risk there. And it's a COVID protection package. I'm really interested in that, right? Which might be the same as call now to book your free sanitization discussion or, you know, but they're going to hear sales call, right? So step one, put it in context, make sure you get more leads in front of all the perfect leads. Step two, figure out what they really want. Most importantly, how they want it. And they want it easy. They don't want to call now for a free estimate. They want a nice little easy chunk they can do. Here's the key. So those two by themselves will make you rich, but you got to work your tail off. The way to do this without you having to work your tail off is to automate the bad boy, right? Especially if 99% of the people aren't going to be a fit, we need to automate this thing, right? So if we're going to call, that's all telemarketing is, by the way. We call, hopefully with a good offer, call 100 people. We might get one that says yes. That can do well, but holy crap, if you're the guy doing the phone call, that's tough. If you're a hiring team to do that, it's tough to hire those people because it's a tough job. So we want to automate it a little more than that. And paying someone else to telemarket is an automated way. Kind of high maintenance because telemarketers tend to quit because it's a hard job, but it's still a way to automate it. What we really want is Ashley running her company from a completely different state is all about the automation. All right, so again, we're still going to figure out what they want, and we're just going to create a system to give it to them without you having to do anything. Let me give you a big fat hint. What I'm doing right now is automated. So it's not automated, that, especially on the live, right? There's, you know, whatever, 20 or 30 people here live, not automated. I'm here, I'm in one place. I mean, it's a little automated, right? Because instead of talking one-to-one, I can talk 1 to 30. But the beauty of it is, this is just a recording, right? We're going to release this on Facebook Live and YouTube, and there's a podcast, and thousands of people will listen to it over the next years and years and years. So the cool thing is, this is automated. I can create this piece of content once, and say 2,000 people listen to it over the next year or 2 or 3 years. Even if only 1% of those become customers, that's still 20 people, right? That's a lot. So I'm not going to go, 1,980 people got all this free benefit that I worked so hard to create. I'm going to go, hey, those 20 people, I really get to serve at a high level, and they can make me wealthy. And the cool thing is, I don't have to make this again, right? If someone calls with the same question about how to automate their marketing, I can turn them on to this piece of content. So creating content that people want in a way they can do it. So again, perfect example of, you know, you have to give it to them the way they want it. Some of you guys want it on YouTube. We're going to release this as a YouTube video. Some of you guys want to hang out live and bust my chops in the chat, which is great. We're doing it live. A lot of you guys want to hear it in the gym while you work out. That's fine. We'll release it as a podcast, right? Some of you guys want to watch it at work, but you can't really have a video on or audio because you're at work, so you want it in a blog form so you can just read quietly. Guess what? We'll make a blog for you too. So that's and what's it cost? Nothing. The barrier to entry is nothing. So because the barrier to entry is so low, we're going to get a lot of people, as long as I can get value that you guys want. I know what you guys want because I ask and I listen. because the barrier is low and I'm giving it to you the way that you want, we'll get thousands of people to consume this content. Even if just a dozen or so buy, this is only 20, 30 minutes of my time, right? And it's fun. I get to hang out with you guys. So that's a perfect example of automation. Another one would be emails, right? You can write an email once, especially an automated system when someone opts into your list, right? They ask for a bid or somehow they get into your community. You can write an email a day for a year, take you 10, 15 minutes, and then you've got 365 emails that are an asset to your company. That's automated, right? You write them once, they go forever. Ads are a great way to automate stuff, right? If you've gone on 100 sales calls and you know exactly, you know, your customers will kind of train you to like, oh, these word tracks work and these word tracks don't. That's why you'll do better than your employees, because you've been on 100 sales calls and you know your customers better than anybody. Once you've got those word tracks, you know exactly what you need to say to get your customers to buy. You can write those down exactly as they are. They're called advertisements, right? And you can pay to have those advertisements show up to people whenever you want, however often you want, right? If you hire a salesperson, typically they're only going to want to work 40 hours a week in your time zone. And they're going to, depending on the day they had with their spouse and a thousand other things going on in their life, is going to depend on if they show up, how they show up, if they give your sales message perfectly, half perfectly, or terribly, right? When you do an ad, you can write a perfect message with the words in the right order, right? Just like that sales message we talked about earlier. Those words in that order sent to those people was a multi-million dollar event. So ads, believe it or not, especially ads that work and speak to your perfect prospect's deepest need, and they say it perfectly every time, unlike salespeople, that's an automation, right? That's a way to automate and scale. You write the ad once, you write the email once, you do a podcast once, all that stuff you can do once and get paid forever. Events are an amazing way to go. We just had our first kind of open to the public event. We've always done it before in small groups. We had, like I said, 150 or so people on there. And I got to spend, it was 3 days of hard work. I was up preaching and yelling and screaming for 3 days. But man, I got to impact 150 people all at once. That was not really automated, it was leverage. But if we take the recordings of that and sell it, all you VIP people, you got them coming free. But for people that weren't at the event or weren't VIP, we could sell those recordings and I can make money over and over and over again. It was just a way of giving value to my people first of what they wanted. And then that's, now it's automated, right? We can do it again. Easy breezy in the house. Good to have you. All right. So here's the deal. If you're not getting the customers you want, as opposed to, a lot of us blame it on the customers. My customers are stupid. It's COVID. All sorts of things that just aren't the truth. The reality is, if you're not getting the customers you want, or it's because you don't have the leads that you want, right? A lot of us are nuts. We'll have 5 leads a month and we close 4 or 3 and we're like, I'm going to focus on closing that extra 1 or 2 that I missed. Wrong answer. We need 50 or 100 leads per month. So if you're not getting the customers you want, it's because you don't have the leads that you want. If you don't have the leads that you want, it's because you're not giving enough value to your perfect prospects. Denise is already like, we should do it again for the event. Holy crap, sister, I got to recover. We'll probably do one in like January, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, kids. Except for Next Level members and some of the people that signed up at the event. We are doing a live event in Orlando in November, but that's not to the public. All right, so here's the deal. Once you get these 3 steps down, I'm going to hit you again. Put it in context. Understand we need plenty of leads, even if the vast majority don't buy. That's first. The way that you're going to do this, figure out what they want and how they want it, and then you're going to give it to them. The second. Third is you're going to automate it, right? So you don't have to do it one by one. You're going to leverage your time and automate it so you can do the work once and either speak to many people, or even better, do the work once and speak to many people, not just now when you do the work, but in the future. Ads, podcasts, events, emails, everything you can do once and go again. Those are the 3 steps to get. And again, we do this right now. We have hundreds of people per month coming to us, asking us for help. And we're able to be very, very selective. Ashley, that's a writer downer. If you're not getting enough leads, it's because you're not adding enough value, right? So let me just show you how this works in our universe. So you can be like, I'm practicing what I preach. I just looked at our YouTube channel. We've had over 1 million downloads, right? We have far less than 1 million clients, right? I think we've got 16 or 17,000 subscribers, right? So you go, oh, the downloads, one guy might have downloaded. Okay, fine. 16, 17,000 subscribers. We don't even have 16 or 17,000 clients. I promise you that. But the trick is of, and that's just on the YouTube channel, right? Not to mention our Facebook group, our podcast, blah, 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 blah. So we just keep giving value and we've been doing it for years now. And we've got a whole, you know, honest to goodness, if I wanted, I could probably stop doing podcasts and these Facebook Lives and just go back, because we've done almost 600 of them. Go back to number one and just crank that bad boy out and take 5 years off while it just kept cranking out new stuff. We're not doing that. I love doing it live and being here with you. But And it wouldn't work as well, by the way. We might get 80% of the value because I'll mention things that were topical and people are like, hey, this is old. But still, even if it worked half as well, I wouldn't have to do any of the work. So the beautiful thing is you can give content. Just find out what your customers want, how they want it, and then leverage your time. Once you do this, you're going to love your business. It becomes so much more fun because you're not chasing. If a customer gets out of line, you just fire them. If they're not paying enough, you just fire them because you've got so many more customers that want in. You don't have any room for people that are knuckleheads. You can pick the customers you want and you can grow as fast as you want. It gets so much fun. And you can really focus on serving and giving as opposed to making any money because you don't really care if any individual person buys. You're just there to serve. Okay, so if this is, you're like, holy crap, I love this, but 20 minutes isn't enough. Help me go deeper. I need this. You can book a scale session with me and the team. These are for, we don't charge anything for them. See, again, free, more value, right? People get a little value here. So we'll get thousands of people that listen to the podcast, hundreds of people per month that might reach out and be like, hey, I want help. And we might accept a couple dozen, right? So this is only for owners of cleaning companies who are just starting, or they're cleaning and need out, or they're out and they're ready to scale. Those are really the three people we help. If you want to jump on a scale session, we're going to look at what's possible for you in terms of time and money freedom, not only over the next 90 days, but over the next 12 months, right? We're going to base that on who you're serving now, where you are now in terms of revenue and kind of the phase of your business. And then we're going to look at your pricing, your client attraction system. We're talking about hiring and staffing. That's another tricky one people miss, by the way. If you don't have a good hiring and staffing system, really hard to grow because it's hard to get customers. We're going to look at what's working with all those, what's not working, and really identify the opportunities, which leads us to kind of the key that will unlock this whole thing, which is the number one obstacle that's been holding you back, right? Oftentimes, we got 80% of the things right. There's one thing with that, and that's why we do these podcasts. I'm always hoping you'll get that one thing. So we'll help you identify exactly what that number one obstacle that's holding you back is, and then we'll map out an action plan to help you not just make more money, because that's great, but to have more fun, to serve more people, to be more present with your family, to live the life that this business is supposed to let you live, as opposed to you know, begging and working and not making the money you want. So you'll leave the session feeling clear, feeling confident, feeling excited about scaling your cleaning company to the next level. So if that's you, you're like, yes, 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 1,000 times yes, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, book a time. We will get you clear. We'll get you feeling powerful. And if you're not careful, you might actually have a little bit of fun. And that's that, guys. Hopefully you're leaving going, yeah, I get it. I need more leads. I need to get them. Even if they don't all buy, even if most of them don't buy, I need to get those leads by giving them what they want the way that they want. And I got to automate that bad boy so I don't have to do it all the time. That's it. If you'd like our help doing that and setting that up, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll help you come up with a plan, get some clarity, and have a little bit of fun on the way. All right, that's it. I'm going to go hang out with my new elite members. So excited to hang out with them. Cleaning Nation, you guys are the best. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.